Hello, my name is Rakai. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you are having a medical emergency, please hang up and dial 911.
Hello. I have a question about the new eligibility check and scheduling portal. You know, that just went up yesterday afternoon.
Could you repeat that for me one more time, ma'am?
The new eligibility check and scheduling portal. That just, you know, that the Department of Public Health just put up yesterday afternoon, the new thing.
I haven't heard.
Are you familiar with it?
No, ma'am, I haven't heard anything about it.
Oh, well, they should have told you. You can't answer a question if you don't know even about it. Oh, well, anyway, you want me to give you the website? It's alcovidvaccine.gov, and
that's the website.
And it looks all different now. alcovidvaccine.gov.
Okay.
All right. And that's the new thing. They just went live yesterday about 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and it was on the news, and you know, all that good stuff. We have a driveway sensor, and the cabs from next door keep coming over in our yard and setting it off. So, sorry for the beeping.
It's
okay. Turn this thing off. Bet you don't get that very often.
No.
The cabs
you'd
from
be
next
surprised. Get a lot of weird stuff.
Of course, the dog, then she runs them back to their side of the fence or whatever. Oh, me. So, anyway, when you're on this right here, you know, it has schedule vaccine, and then it has get notified. If you click on schedule vaccine, it has a place, you know, with questions and stuff. Of course, if y'all haven't been told anything about it, if you just gently click on it, it'll say confirm eligibility. I don't like the way that disappears before you can even read it. It's weird. I don't know if it's doing that on your end. But before you can read what it says, it takes you, you know, to the next page. So that's weird. Let me see if I can read that. Anyway, I was just wondering, like, if you're, you know, in the 65 to 74 group, do you need to wait until next week to get on here? But if y'all haven't been through the screens, then you wouldn't know what questions it's going to ask. I know when it was the other, you know, like the 75 and up, you could schedule an appointment before the 18th. You know, that was the first day they offered it to the people 75 and over. And you could make your appointment a little bit ahead. But I didn't know if this was going to work the same way or not. And I guess y'all hadn't been told anything about it, right?
No, ma'am.
Okay. But anyway, if you click on, you know, it's got those six little blue, six different colored boxes there. And if you click on schedule vaccine, and then it's supposed to walk you through some steps, I assume, but I don't know what the steps are. And the get notified one, I think I did that. When you click on it, it's just a notification, an email notification when vaccine becomes available at your local health department. So I guess would that be something that you would do if you tried to schedule an appointment and one wasn't available, or will it automatically do that? They need to tell y'all some stuff, don't they?
They don't tell us nothing. They don't even let us pick any other conditions that the people that cause. They won't let us pick that on them.
Okay. In other words, they don't let you have a whole lot of, you don't get to, you just can give out general information, right?
Yes, ma'am, but I feel like they're supposed to go in there, too, because they're general, too. Because how you know what place to pick some of these people in.
Yeah, and see, like, that new, the thing over there, it says ADPH, drive-through and walk-in locations.
Mm-hmm.
Click on that, and you'll be interested to see. It's going to bring up a map. But the map's not right. It says drive-through and walk-in clinics. And when I click on them, there's a little thing at the bottom of that page when it loads, and it says map. And you click on it, and it brings up, you know, the state and these fuchsia colored dots. And if you click on one, it'll say walk-in clinic, no appointment necessary. I called my health department, and that's not right. They said they'd be calling somebody about it. So y'all may be getting some calls about this.
Maybe.
Because it says that when you click on it, it says no appointment necessary, walk in, and it says like Morgan County Health Department or Coleman County Health Department, it lists their times. And they're like, no, we have appointments only. So they're on the totally wrong part of the map. But anyway, I figured that one out because I called the local health department. But then I wasn't sure if I could schedule the vaccine if I'm not going to be in the group until next week. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, February the 8th is the date for people 65 to 74 or through 74. So, if there's an appointment available, can they go ahead and make one through this portal?
Yes, they should be able to.
Okay. Because they did for the people that were 75 and up. I know they made their appointments, you know, like a week or two before they were actually eligible. And I didn't know if this would work that way or not. But you're thinking it might?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, that's all I needed. But, yeah, this is the new thing we got going here. You
Thank
click
you.
On each one of those little boxes, you something different. You know, like one of them tells you what to expect when you get your shot. Another one says more information and so on. So if you have a lull between calls, maybe you can look at some of the screens. But, you know, try to stay safe and take care. That's really the only question I had was, can I try this and will it cause confusion, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Or will it just say, no, you can't make an appointment right now? Is that all it would do?
I hope you don't.
Yeah, but I mean, if I'm not, you know, it would just, like at the box would say, no appointments available or can't make an appointment right now. Have y'all been in that part of the thing?
No, ma'am. We you know how we answer the phone before, but when we get on the phone and we start talking, we say a little script and we say something about pre-registering. That's what we do. Like, we can't tell them we can't make, well, we do tell them that we can't make the appointment. We just pre-registering you guys. So,
okay. So y'all can give general information, but you can't go into the appointment scheduling system.
Oh, we don't have access.
Is that right? Yeah,
we don't
have
access to pull if you're in the system or not. But we try our best to give everybody their calls what they want.
But like you said, y'all have limited access, right?
Yes, ma'am.
So yeah, I know that. And then too, they brought this new thing up now. But they didn't really, to me, give enough information. I'm one of those people that likes to know. Before I jump into something and start trying to do it, I'd like to know what I'm doing. Because I don't want to mess up. This is too important to mess up. So, anyway, thank you. And y'all try to stay safe out there.
You're welcome, and you too.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.